Welcome to Showtime, the new podcast from Sarita House of Worship.
Well, good morning.
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 It's Pastor Henry. I'm here. This is March 22nd, and we're 7 days into Governor Ducey had announced the
lockdown.
The lockdown, the shutdown of things because of the coronavirus. And I'm here with A.B. Knox and Steve Allen to just going to discuss a little bit what we feel like the Lord might be saying to us about in these times, because it's important that people hear what God is saying to the men of God, those that are led by the Spirit of God. It's important that people hear the words that God is placing within them. So that's why we're kind of having this meeting. And I really like the feel of it already. And Steve, I think we might do more of these. Does that sound okay to you?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
How about you, Abe?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, because I think it's important. God has talked to us about body ministry, and the men and women of God have got messages that need to be heard. And so we're going to talk a little bit about the coronavirus. And Abe, we'll go ahead and start with you.
Okay. Well, I think that, you know, there are a lot of people that are like at home right now, and I think it's important that we don't get too distracted, because we got a lot of distractions at home. People,
yes,
you know, streaming video, you know, playing games, stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Doing like yard work, cleanup around the house. But, you know, we should really look at like what's happened in previous biblical times, you know, when people like have come up against something that's just like enormous like this. And I was thinking about this is in James chapter 4, and this is verse 4. It starts off very upbeat and everything. It says, you adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that he jealously longs for the Spirit that he has caused to dwell in us, but he gives us more grace? So I think it's just important to know that, you know, God really loves us, and that he really wants to spend some time with us.
Absolutely.
And that, you know, if we're people who like aren't at work right now, that we should really take the time just to get to know him better. And love him, because I mean that's really, he really wants. That's why it says he's jealous, because you know he loves us. I mean, he created us to have a relationship with
absolutely
him. So
could it be that maybe even God had arranged this so that he could have more God time with his people? Could it be that, because hey, what are you going to do today? I was watching a thing. I was looking at a thing. It said, you know, things to do while you're at home. It said rearrange your garage and clean out clutter from your house. I said, how about seek God, man? Come on, man.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, Steve.
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of fear right now. And I think that's why you see the shortages, and we see things.
Yes.
People are afraid because they don't have that shoulder to lean on, say.
Yes.
You know, it reminds me of like when Israel, their backs against the Red Sea, where was their hope, right?
Yes.
I mean, there was this battle to be fought, and man couldn't bring that deliverance.
Absolutely.
You know, he couldn't split that sea. And I don't know how deep that water was, but in your message on Sunday about, you know, having the faith to follow through, to know God's going to take you, you know, all the way through this.
Yeah.
You know, halfway through the sea, are you looking at the sea creatures that are swimming by on both sides?
Come
you
on.
Know, are you looking? Are you looking at the wall of water? I don't know how high that was, but it was high enough to drown Pharaoh's army.
Come on.
Right?
Come
so,
on.
Yeah. You know, when you see that, it's like, you know, you got to hold fast and hang on the word of God, and know he's going to bring that deliverance, right? That coronavirus can't stand up to God.
Oh,
there's
right.
just no way. So, you know, if our hopes and our trust is really in him, I think we're going to be good.
Well, on good ground. Yeah.
Good, ground,
good
yeah.
solid ground. Dry ground.
Yeah,
come on, man.
Exactly.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's good. And then that's good to know, because there are the things that we see in our eye, in our eyesight. We see these things happening, and the scriptures have told us to set your affections on things above, or look up, you know, when you see these things coming and happening, look up. Why?
Yeah.
Because we have a source. We have a source of comfort. We have a source of provision, if you will, that is unlike anything that the world offers.
Amen. Yes. That's good stuff.
He's good. And, you know, he's right in the midst of everything. You know, the Bible tells us that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And, you know, he says, I'm with you always into the end of the time. And it's sometimes when you look around, and even Christians will look like, man, said, what the heck? Did you lose your Savior or what, man? What's going on with you? Why are you so scared? Why are you so nervous? Why are you? Could it be that you haven't taken time to go and talk to God? And that's just the thing, just talking to him, allowing whatever's troubling you, scaring you, whatever, just go and find a nice quiet place and speak to him and talk to him, tell him how you feel. And you'll see that somehow, some way, even if you don't hear that thundering voice or that, if you'll find that there's a peace that comes upon you because you've talked to God, you've spent time with him. It's really a great time to be seeking God. Like Abe says, man, hey, amen. It's a good time.
Yeah. That is a good time.
Yeah, I really see this as a time, too, where it is a time for Christians to really shine. Because, you know, when you have this thing that to many people looks insurmountable, it looks like, you know, it's just devastating. Because, I mean, it's more than just people worried about dying. I mean, now you're looking at people that see the stock market just tank.
Absolutely.
It's like, what happened to my savings? What happens to this? I lost my job, that type of thing. And it's just a time for us to shine and be able to help people in those circumstances and also lead them to somebody who can overcome all that and say, what you need is Jesus.
That's right. And yeah, come on.
You can change your entire world.
That's right.
Yes.
We know the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's important that we give that answer. And it's funny because, you know, people will, you know, like you were saying, you know, they're resting in their savings. They're resting in what they've done with their hand, how they've collected and you know, they're putting their trust in these areas that when it comes down to it, when God says, okay, what happens when this happens? Or like, so you see, it's not anything different. We have an invisible God that we're serving. And here we've got this invisible virus to our sight. I mean, I know you can see it under a microscope, but there's this invisible virus that's going on. And there's this big question mark over a lot of people's heads. Am I going to get it? Isn't that right? Wouldn't you be a lot of people thinking, hey, I don't know who's come, you know, I don't know who's come from wherever. Maybe these people have just come from Washington State. That's where they had it. That's where it began. Yeah, exactly. And all these other things. There's so many questions, invisible questions, things you don't know. The best thing to do is turn to him that has all the answers where he says, fear not, I'm with you.
Yeah. The one that knows the end from the beginning. The one that is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Come on.
Amen. That's where your hope is, right?
Because
this stuff, he knew this was going to happen before it ever happened. So he's got you covered. It wasn't a surprise for him. And he knows your every need, and he will provide.
He will.
He will.
Come on. We have the answer. His name is Jesus.
Yes.
He is a place. He is a tower that you can run to and be safe. He is a rock that you can hide behind and be safe. He does these things. There's something that has to happen in the believer. It's that element of belief, believing God. Do you believe him or do you not? And a lot of times your actions will tell you. You can check your heart but just by your actions or your thoughts. Am I believing God or am I not? And I think that's very important to us, that we look at ourselves and say, hey, am I trusting God here? Mm-hmm. Or am I acting like the rest of everybody else around me that doesn't know God? I mean, there's a difference. I know God, and I shouldn't be doing these kind of things. And so check yourself and see if you're in the faith. The Word of God tells us to do that.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, it's really is an opportunity where we can see, you know, where our faith is. Because it's like, you know, I mean, there's certain things you probably have no choice but to, you know, call on God and see, you know, what he'll do for you.
Absolutely.
Amen. You know, I think sometimes, you know, when that giant comes, you know, that giant comes out there and he's spouting off, he's lipping off, he's cursing you and God, and it's a time to stand, it's a time to to go ahead and you're going to fight this battle. You're going to step out. God's going to be with you.
Absolutely.
He will actually fight the battle. You're going to go through the moves. You're going to be standing. You're going to be standing and knowing in your heart, you know, that trust that you have. It's like, you know, if God's for me, who can be
against
me? I can't lose.
That's right. And that's built by just hanging out with God, isn't that right? Things are built by just looking at His Word, talking to Him, praying for Him, listening for His voice. When you sense something that He wants you to do, you go do it without any questions. Just do it. And those things, man, it brings this relationship that you have with the Lord that when things like this happen, it so strengthens you. It, you know, the Word of God says that we, you know, that hope brings, I'm going to read this real quick. It says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we glory in tribulations. We glory in coronavirus. Yeah. We glory in empty shelves at the store, knowing that tribulation works patience, patience works experience, and experience hope. And hope does not make you ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. God's love given to us by the Holy Spirit through all these things is shed into our hearts, so that we're not, we know that in tribulation, we have hope. We have a course that we're on, a course that's good, a course that He has set for us. He has placed before us, and all we have to do is listen and obey. It's really
Amen.
Cool.
Amen. Amen.
That's good. Well, is there anything you want to tell folks out there, Abe? Anything you want to just say to them? Just, hey, listen, man. Yeah. Say something to them that might encourage their hearts today.
Well, I'd say just, you know, don't waste this opportunity, because this really is going to be a moment for us to shine. And it's something where, you know, all this is going to work together to bring us to a better place.
Amen.
And, you know, we have God, so we have hope always. You know, it's not something we can see, but like, you know, the Bible says, Word says, you know, if you could see it, how is it hope?
That's right.
So we just have to know and trust in the Lord that He's going to make it work for us. And then also know that, you know, when we come through this, we're going to be stronger and we're going to be better for
it. Come on.
And it's just, you know, amazing things are going to come from it. It's, you know, it's just temporary.
Amen.
Steve. Amen. You know, I like Abe said, you know, as you know, you stand on the Lord, and this is a time to really read and to study. That builds your... That prayer time, that reading, it builds that that faith, I guess, Amen. Inside of you. That's where the battle's won. It's when you read and you build yourself up and you strengthen yourself in the Lord. That, you know, that's the hope. That's Amen. Where the battle's going to be won.
Amen.
And you know, that protection, that hand of God working for you, knowing these things.
Come on.
You know, that's where our victory lies. And I think that's the important thing for people to understand and to read.
Amen.
It is for me. It is for everybody. And that's where we win.
Amen. Amen. I think just that both of you said, hey, this is opportunity time. It really is opportunity time. And opportunity brings glory to God, because when His people begin to move out and step into the opportunities they're seeing, that is when God's glory begins to show up and begins to move on people, change hearts, and give people hope and give people, I mean, whatever it is. And, you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be anybody affected with the coronavirus. It can be just a person that's struggling through a time of lack of finances or whatever. It's opportunity time. All of this is opportunity time for us. And so when we spend time with God, and we go out into the world around us, the glory of God is going with us, and we'll see people that God would want to touch. And, you know, every time we step out, folks, when you step out and you and you minister to those that are around you in your city, those that are in your neighborhood, those that are at your supermarket, when you step out and minister to them, you give them a roll of toilet paper. You've just bought six of them and you give them toilet paper. You give them a pound of hamburger, whatever, because you see that they don't have it. They didn't get it and they're worried about it. Give them that pound of hamburger, give them that toilet paper, but tell them Jesus loves you. He cares about who you are. Ask him anything and he'll help you. And watch what God will do. And I believe this is an exciting time. I really do. And I believe it's orchestrated by our Father, that he is saying, look, touch the world.
Amen.
Touch the world.
Amen.
Amen. So who wants to pray for those that are listening? Yes.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father, for this time that you have brought us together,
yes,
that you're
Lord.
Bringing us through, Father, that there is no lack, Father,
yes,
that you meet
Lord.
Every need for everyone, every believer, Father, that Father, that you touch their hearts, that Father, we truly would be that light, that your light shine through us, that
yes,
we
Lord.
Be a blessing
yes,
to
Lord.
All of those around about us, that we as a church, that we as a people would look like you, that we long for you, we hunger after you. And Father, that great miracles, great and mighty things come.
Yes.
Father, through your church, through
yes,
your body.
Lord.
We thank you for the victory that you've given us.
Yes.
We thank you that by his stripes,
yes,
we are healed.
Yes, amen.
We thank you for that broken body.
Yes.
We thank you for that blood, that perfect
yes,
offering, that sacrifice that was poured out on us and covered us, Father, made us clean.
Yes.
We give you all the glory, all the honor.
Yes.
We thank you for your mercy, for your love, and for great victory. In Jesus'
yes,
mighty name
Lord.
We pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, thank you for listening. If any of you, if you like this podcast, let us know. And if you didn't like this podcast, let us know. Whatever, however you feel about it. But we will do this again. And so thank you for listening. And in Jesus' name, walk in the light. Amen.
Amen.